So a Hakdama, first of all, very important Hakdama. It's Yodua that the Shem Hashem is not Mefurish in the Megillah Esther anywhere. It's Merumas in Rosh Tevis and Soifei Tevis, but it's not Mefurish. It's about what everybody knows. But Lemaisa, if you're Medayik, it's a lot more than that. You can see from Kama Vekama Psukim that Mordechai and Esther hid the Bedavka, wrote without the Shem Hashem. They wrote Psukim, which we find in other places, that there definitely would be the Shem Hashem. We find a similar idea elsewhere. For example, state when Esther went to the Melech in Kapitel Gimel, Vatehi Esther noises chain be'enei kol ra'el. Sorry, Kapitel base. Vatehi Esther noises chain be'enei kol ra'el. The Gemara says it was a ness. She was Esther was Yirak Roikes. The Pasuk says she was also Yifas Marit. So what's the pshat? She was Yirak Roikes. So the God says Yirak Roikes with pachad and disgust of going to this melech. But it says, so the Gemara says the Rabbanu Shonan pulled a chut shel chayin from Shamayim, benes, like a filter. Then and everybody saw her. She was Nosis Chayin. Now a ness of Metzias Chayin we had in last week's parasha. We've had it four times. The pasuk says Vashem Nosan Chayin Ha'om Be'Enei Mitzrayim. So when the Torah gives us a ness of Metzias Chayin, it says Hashem Nosachayin. So and here it says no, but Esther Nosis Chayin Be'Enei Kol Ra'eha. Or another example, there's lots of examples. Another example, when Esther didn't want to go to the Melech, he said to her, "Imachrish tachrishi boisasos revach vatzola yamot la Yehudi mimokem acher." What's he mimokem acher? He's a novi. Mordechai's a novi. When he tells him, "Mokem Acher," why doesn't he say, "Klal, if you don't go, I know the Rebbein Hashem is going to be Matzil Klal Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael will be Matzil Klal Yisrael. And they Mishra, someone else, but not Mokem Acher." God's Shmuel is called Mokem. Why are they being Meramis the whole time? Tetzis, Rabbi Ruchim explains that Torah is Emes Lamitoy. And when you see, when the Torah talks about Nisim Gluyim, then the Torah will say, Hashem Nosan Cheino Om Azeo, these type of Lashonis tell you, Klo, it comes min Hashemai. When the Nes is Nistar, which is this Sefer, it's the only Sefer we have, which is describing events in Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim, the Pshat is that we will not see Mefurish, the Shem Hashem, so the Torah hides the Shem Hashem. Now the Pshat in Hesterponim, Hanhoga of Hesterponim, a lot of people make a mistake what it is. Hesterponim is Kipshutoi, Dahainu. Hesterponim, like the Rav Dessler gives a moshel, the Hesterponim is like a person looking through a keyhole into a room and he sees a pen writing. And he's very nispoil that a pen is writing. Is, but if you open the door a little bit, you'll see that you don't see the whole picture. There's Be'etzem a hand holding the pen. And if you open the door more, you'll see there's a mensch holding the pen, and the pen's not writing itself. Hester Ponim in the pshat, that the face of Hashem, the gilui of Hashem, is hidden, but not that he's not being poiled. The Rebbein Hashem runs the world in Hester Ponim, in Heoras Ponim, with no chilek klapi Hashem Yisbarach mitzidoi. In other words, how much Hashem's running the world. The Gaon brings in Megillah Sester, the Gaon brings a Gemara in Chagiga, where Rabbi Yeshua was standing in front of the Kesar, and there was a min there, an apikoros, and this apikoros, they were talking in sign language, and the apikoros made a sign, Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten us. And Rabbi Yeshua went like this. So the Kesar asked him, what are you doing? So he brought psukim, ve'etzem, oid yodu netuya aleinu, he said. Oh, the Rabbi Shalom is still being piled. But the face is hidden. You only see the Maisa, but you don't see the face. That's Hest upon him. In He'oras upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that we can see Hashem. Like today's parasha, Ra so shivcha layom, lo ra yecheskel ben buzi konim echayav, ze keili vanveyu. They saw very clearly that it was Hashem Yisbarach. Now, you do alachem, I think, everybody's been here before, so it's interesting. None of the first year Bochrim came. Ah, we got one, a representative, to say that. So the Gaon, there's a pirush of the Gra on Megillas Esther, which you should definitely learn as much as you can, because as opposed to other Kisvei HaGra, it's very easy to learn. It's not hard, unless you want to learn it properly. Learn it properly. But even then it becomes much harder. But it's not anywhere as hard as a lot of, let's say, Shir HaShirim or Mishle. So the interesting thing is that the Pirush HaGra is mevusas on, to a certain degree, on an earlier Pirush called the Yosef Lekach. Yosef Lekach was by Rav Lezer Ashkenazi. And it's clear that the Gaon took a lot of stuff, and even says that he took stuff from the Yosef Lekach. Doesn't say it's Yosef Lekach, but he says the Omar, and Reb Shlomo told us in one Ksav Yad, it says something Aleph, and that's Eliezer Ashkenazi. Oh, I'll call upon him. It's a thing now, but there are very big differences actually. First of all, the Gaon Shita Bichlal through Tanakh is to explain Pshutoi al Pi Chazal, like Rashi's Mahalach. So that's what he does in the Megillah. The Yosef Lekach, Lav Davke, was so going with Chazal in a lot of his Pshatim. The Yosef Lekach is one of these Pshatim which asks, 20 questions on a Pasuk, and then he gives his pshat, which can be quite marich to explain the pshat. So a lot of people don't have patience to learn the Yosef Lekach. But if you learn the Yosef Lekach, lu yitzuya, and then you learn the Gaon, sometimes the Gaon goes mamish with the Yosef Lekach. But very often, it's slightly different. And the slightly different is either taking in Chazal, and changes slightly in order to take in Chazal, or the Maisa at the beginning in the Yosef Lekach gives a marshal to the whole Hanhogas Hashem in the Megillah in Pasuk Aleph, and the Gaon brings the marshal in Pasuk Beis. But the Gaon brings the marshal, he says, V'omar marshal, but there are five differences between the Gaon's marshal and the Yosef Lekach's marshal. The Yesod Adova, there's a Yesodus different an approach to the Torah, this whole parasha. The Yosef Lekach learns that an hoga in Hest upon him is things happen al pi teva, but there are slight indications, slight strange things which are happening in the Maisim, and those let you know, if you open your eyes, you realize, oh, that's the indication is coming from Hashem. The Gaon learns that no, in the Hanhoge of Teva, it's completely Bederech HaTeva, completely covered up. And the Gaon says that how do you figure out that the Yad Hashem? How do you see the Yad Hashem? The Gaon says because there are lots and lots and lots of coincidences, which each one on itself is mikre, and each one is completely b'derech hateva. I'll give you an extreme example. The Gaon says that Achashverosh thought that Haman was Mordechai's best friend. That was his hashorah, and he made a mistake. So People make mistakes. There were sometimes very serious mistakes. Or Putin didn't make a mistake where he thought he could conquer Ukraine in a few days, and he made a serious mistake. Okay, he didn't know the generals and everything never told him how bad the preparations of the army was and how rubbishy people they were. I know they were giving. At the beginning of the war, they were giving rations to the soldiers with the expiry date was 2015. So what type of army has got food, which is in the things for the soldiers, which expiry date is 2015? There's something seriously wrong with the way they're running the army. But they were all scared to tell Putin. So he thought, it'll be a thing. I'm sure if he realized he's going to go into a war which will take so long, we don't know how long it will be, then he never would have gone into the war. So whatever the vote is, we say every day, the Rabbeinu Shem is the Baal HaMilchomis. And the Rabbeinu Shem wanted this war, and maybe the Rabbeinu Shem wanted the Russians to smash up Ukraine completely, which basically is going to take, goodness knows how long, to rebuild Ukraine. So he made this mistake, he made that mistake. No, but they're Hateva. You'd say, see, it's Yad Hashem. You don't see it's Yad Hashem. We know the Rebbeinu Shem is Baal HaMilchomis. Over here, Ahasuerush. So why, Haman wants something from him, and Esther, they're inviting him to this Mishteh, something very, very choshev, because she's not Megale what she wants. She was Moisa Nafsha for the whole thing. The only thing he knows, the only person he knows she had a kesher with was Mordechai. He doesn't know she's Jewish. She was some adopted baby when she was there. So, okay. And there's Haman. That night, he suddenly discovers that Mordechai saved his life and has not been rewarded. And Esther, obviously, that's Pashas what she's coming for. That's how he thought. And if she's bringing Haman, it must be that Haman's his best friend. So now, this is vital in the whole nest that's going to happen, because when he afterwards tells Haman to go and take the horse and the big day Malchus and do this to the Ish Asher Melech Chofetz Bikorai, he thought that he was doing a toiva to Haman. And he thought, this way, and goodness knows what Esther's going to ask for, and Haman together. He saved the king's life. How much do you deserve for saving the king's life? It's more than Chatzia Malchus Lichoira. So when he asked Haman, and Haman told him this crackpot idea, because that was Haman's Midas Rose, then he was Sameach, because now he can come to the Mishneh, and when they asked to do a reward for Mordechai, so I gave the reward, and I gave Davke with you, Haman, his best friend, so you said that's what you should do to the Ish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikorai. So he was delightedly happy. Is there any indication there of something strange? It's not strange. It's Mikrim. And that's what the Gaon says, that throughout the Megillah you see Mikre, 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 Mikre. And that is the indication that it's a Yad Hashem. So many coincidences. How can you have so many coincidences? Each one, Bifnei Atzmai, completely Derech HaTeva. The Yosef Lekach doesn't go like that. Yosef Lekach learns that even in Hesterponim, there are indications, strange things, which will indicate, if you open your eyes, that it's Miyad Hashem. Not like Nes Nigla, not like Kriyas Yamsuf, and not like Makkas, but things which were little indications. Now, the Gaon says that this whole idea that the Rebbeinu Shem is misnaig like that, he's completely hides himself away, says the Gaon, it comes me'avo, which Yosef Lekach does not put in his moshul. It comes to Avo because in the Moshul, well, I'll tell you the Moshul, the Moshul, the way the Gaon says it is that the king had a son who he loved very much, and the Sorim were very jealous of him, of the son, and one day the son did something wrong against the king, was chote against the king, so the king exiled him, to send him to the forest, was Megarashim from the palace, sent him into the forest. the king, Miroiv Avosoi, of his son, was worried what's going to happen to the son. Sai Mitzad the Sorim, who seized the opportunity to hurt the son, or the Teva of the Chayas Ros in the forest. So he was Mitzave, his Avodim Nemonim, to be Shoimer the son. But he told them, Bishum Panim Oifin, you must not let him know that you've been sent by me. Why? Kedei, that the son should come to it himself. And what happened each time, so something happened, and this Evid saves him, and then something else happens, another Evid saves him, and each time the son asks the David, what are you doing here? And he says, oh, I was just Bamikra, I just happened to be riding by, or just this, or just that, just the other. And then the son starts thinking, how can it be that every time there's a Sakona, then one of the Avonim just happens to be there, and he realized it must be from the Melech, and it must be, and how much his father loves him. And he was Nisoyre Ba'avo, and comes back to do tshuva Ne'avo to the Melech. And that's how the Gaon's learning the whole parsha of Purim, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo was Mesabev Sibubin, B'derech HaTeva, so that we should be Nisoyre Ba'avo and come back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yosef Lekach, Lichoyre, the Oynish that the Yosef Lekach is talking about in the way he says the Marshal is Bichlal Gaon's, as the Churban. And he doesn't have this whole Nekuda of Ava. He wants the Rabbeinu Shem wants to show how much he's Shoymer, even in Golos. So there are strange indications of things that happen, and that teaches you that the Rabbeinu Shem still Shoymer as in Golos. The Gaon says he wants us to come back to him b'tshuva. Now the halacha, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, how much of the Megillah says that you have to lean. And we Paskin, you have to lean right from the very beginning. Tokfu Shalach HaShverish, right from the very beginning, you have to lean the whole thing on Purim. What's the machlokas about? The machlokas is, where is the Ikanes? If we Paskin that you need to lean the whole Megillah, and Kriyas HaMegillah is Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, that we see that the whole Megillah from the first pasuk is all Tokfu, is all Pirsumei Nisa, is all to be Mefarsim, the Nes. And the Nes, which is a Nes Nista, completely Nista, but that's, it's all about being Mefarsim, the Nes. Therefore, we have to know, you have to, when you learn this Megillah Sester, from Pasuk Aleph, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, you have to ask yourself on every single Pasuk, what is this telling me, the Gabe, the Nes? Why do I need to know this? Mordechai and Esther wrote this Megillah to be Megale. Megillah is Megale, the Nes, but the Nisim are all B'derech HaTeva. So we have to ask ourselves when we learn this Megillah on every single pasuk. Now, there are certain Mefarshim who do that. The Gaon is one, Yosef Lekach, another one. Once again, and Malbim also explains. It has a different mahalach than the Gaon, the interesting mahalach, also explains the nisim on all the psukim. Sometimes they don't explain so clearly, so we're going to sort of try, that's what I'm trying to go in the next few weeks to show what are the nisim on every single pasuk. Basically, what I'm going to say goes, you know, is more or less with the Gaon, but love tafka always with the Gaon. A lot of things which are extra. Yeah.
Every Megillah is Megala and is.
Every Megillah is Megala? No. Megillah Sester is Megala. I don't know. I've asked a lot of people. What is the. There are Chomish Megillahs, right? Megillah Be'etze means a ksav which is rolled up. Like we roll up the klaf, right? So why are these Chomesh Sforim called Megillahs? What's the Dove Ashova name? So Megillah Sester is one. Megillah Ruz is also talking about a story with Nisim, very interesting Zachen in Megillah Ruz, very Tifa Sefer. Tifa Sefer, it's Tifa in the sense that there's a lot going on behind the scenes which you have to bring out from the different Mefarshim. But then you have Shir Ashirim, which is a very tefillah sefer, but a very, very different. Koheles, completely different again. And Eicha, Gansen, a completely different sefer. What puts these five things together? And they're called Chomesh Megillus. And they're called Chomesh Megillus. And Chazal called them Chomesh Megillus. I don't know. If you tell me that's how you're supposed to write them, well, we write Nevi'im also like that. And if we would write Ksuvim, with Pashas also, there's a Tilin written on Klaf in the Koisel, you see, to Atzei Chaim. No. But in Svarim, they bring this Remez, Megillus Esses Megale. Well, so let's start. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Hu Achashverosh ha-molech ma-hoidu v'yadku sheva v'esrum u'mei ha-medina. So it was in the time of Achashverosh. What are you telling me? It's in the time of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says that there were the Talmidim of Rashbi asked him, what was the chet which prompted this gzeira? It's a gzeira ayuma, the gzeira of Haman. We never had in the history of Klal Yisrael ad kidei kach lahashmid larug ulaabed ushlalam novois such a gzeira. Maybe Taina that Hitler wanted to make a similar type of gzeira. But he didn't have all the Yidden in his hands. But Haman did have all the Yidden in his hands. So what was the chet that prompted this? So the Rashbi told the Talmidim, you say. So they said, Shenenem Yisud Oso Shel Achashverosh. He drew on this, he made this Suda, and the Yidden came, and Chazal tell us, they were Mishtaker, and Niskalkalu. Doesn't say claw what the kilku was, the chora. There was zoinus there, so other chazanim mashma, there was zanus, there was priests, whatever. It shouldn't have gone to the suda. Mordechai told them not to go. They didn't want to risk it. They thought it would be a pekir in the koida malchus, and they didn't listen to Mordechai. Melamaisa, it was a chet. Says Rashmi, if that was the chet, then the gezeira should only have been on the Yehudim Asher B'Shushan, because those are the only ones who went to the chet. So they said, so what was the chet? So says Rashmi, they were shtachavu latzelem b'meach Nuchadnetzah. Nuchadnetzah made a huge tzelem, be'etzim of himself, and it was a srach avodah zara. It wasn't really avodah zara. It was a srach. It was a marasayin for avodah zara. What was the avodah zara lichoira? The avodah zara sheba was that in the old days they held that if somebody is extremely matzliach and grows to tremendous gadlus, that's a simon that his mazel in shemayim is being oile and is very strong, and then doing some type of avodah zarah to him, being mishtachaveh to him, being machnir yourself to him, you tune in with the success of that mazel, and that's avodah zarah. He be'etzim was mitzaveh them as loyalty to the melech, but everybody was bowing down al avodah zarah. Hanani, Mishael, Azariah didn't bow down, but all the rest of the Yidden did. Tez Rashbi, that was the Taina on the Yidden. Now, if that was the Taina on the Yidden, that was came out 70 years before the Maisa of this Megillah takes place. So what's the Pshat that could have been the Taina? There's a Yesod, which we find in Svarim, the Ramchal speaks it out, Dasunus, other places also, other people speak it out. And sometimes there is a dar that's choyte, and they need a tikkun, but that dar is not able to be metakin the tikkun. And the Rabbeinu Shalom waits for a dar which you can make that tikkun, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom brings in a gzeira into the dar that's able to be metakin. And the whole thing, the whole suffering of that dar is als to be metaken the tikkun for the previous dar. You can't stam bring a gzera to a dar which weren't choyte. This dar was not choyte, this chet. So how can you bring a gzera because 70 years before into this dar? The answer is, Midas Adin finds some taina on the door, and now, since the whole point is just l'shem atikun, we can go with extreme Midas Adin and find a taina on the present door, in Dakastik and Midas Adin, make a gzeira, because bin pure din, mi amoid in pure din, and the whole thing of the gzeira actually is only to be metakin the original chet. That's what happened over here. Be'etzim, the ikar chet is the ishtachu v'letzelem. But how do you bring it into this door? So you have this meiser, shenenu misudosoi. I was only the yidden in Shushan. But if you go with Kol Yisrael Arevim, zeh bozeh, which extreme midas adin, to make a gzera, the whole of Klal Yisrael, because some people didn't have aveira, then you can bring the gzera into the theme. Normally we'd never have do that, but heyos, we want to bring this gzera else the previous dar l'shem atikun, then we're going to do that. So the Rabbeinu Shem is waiting for a dar that can be metakin, but you also need something else. You need to have the background to be able to bring this whole gzera into the world, and the ability to provide the whole hechatimsa to be metakin. You need the background of it. So vayihi bimei Achashverosh. The Rabbeinu Shem picked this dar of Achashverosh. Achashverosh was a very interesting character. In some ways, Achashverosh was the first sort of democratic elected leader. I know. Till the time of Achashverosh, the Malachim that ran the world were either they were taka, the Am wanted them to be a melech, or they were strong enough and politically pushed themselves in and were despots and took over the country. Achashverosh was not royal. And in order to be a king, you have to, Beloshen Hoive, actually, you have to have some type of royalty. It's a mahalach that the Americans don't understand, Bichlal, but in England, whenever they have this type of a real royal, important royal wedding, like when Charlie married Diana, so they had to find some royalty that she has royal blood, Diana. And one of the reasons that the Queen didn't want Charlie to marry Camilla was the Edson always wanted to marry her. So there are a few reasons, but one of the things, she doesn't have real royal blood. In a way, she does have real royal blood, because she is Lechoira, the granddaughter of the mistress of Edward VII. And that is really why the Queen did not like her, because it came not from her grandmother or great grandmother, came from his mistress, and he liked his mistress more than his wife. They say that on his deathbed he called his mistress, not his wife. I suppose he was frightened of dying. If he bore his wife, maybe he'd die earlier, whatever. But Kitzer, they didn't like each other. Kitzer, when they found Diana to marry Charlie, had a whole thing traced back through two mamzeres, and you got back to royalty. You have to be royal. And when I was a kid, they always said that there's the Queen has royal blood. What's royal blood? Blue blood. That's a musig in thing. When we were kids, you had to write with fountain pen. I don't know if you know what that is, with ink. So there was the color royal blue. There's a color royal blue. Tcheles, not really tcheles, but anyway, royal blue. There's royal blood. But I always had this kasha. I was asking, because I also have blue blood. Look, so why aren't I royal? Anyway, nobody answered. Nobody gave me the terrace. But so Achashverosh was a commoner. He wasn't royal. But he wanted to be the melech. Now, Achashverosh was the horse hand of Belteshazzar, who was the melech of Babel, a very powerful king. He didn't last very long, but he was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, being a horse hand does not mean a Nebuch position. You have to understand, in those days, and to a certain extent even today, horses are very a simon of tremendous chashivas. That's why the Torah limits bringing too many horses from Mitzrayim and all that, by Shlomo HaMelech, v'chula. Horses were a simon of power. And the person who's in charge of the horses, that doesn't mean to say he cleaned out the stables. He was the Lord Achashverosh, who was in charge of all the underlings of arranging all the, looking after the horses, right? There was a very choshva position. Now, he was also extremely wealthy. He wanted to be the melech. So how did he become the melech? His shita was the first time. He gave Maman Yisera, Chazal tell us, he gave extra money to all sorts of people, bribed everybody. His whole shita was keep everybody happy. You keep everybody happy, and then he became the king. Now, that is the yesodus of democracy. How do you get elected? By being popular. No, you don't have to be clever. You don't have to be an expert in running a country. You just have to be popular and you know, have good makeup on the TV and be able to make a nice appearance on the TV and hopefully and be popular and say you want to do all the good things for the people and give them extra, you know, lower the taxes and do all the good things for the people. That's how you get elected. So in some ways, Achashverosh was the haschola of this shita of democracy. Now it makes a very big difference, because when you had a melech who's powerful and doesn't care about the am, which was most of the kings, they ran and they did either what they thought was good for themselves, which al pi rov, or some of them occasionally what was good for the country, but not what the people want was good for the country. Here you've got a mensch whose shita is lasos kiritzon ish for ish, please everyone. And this is going to make a very big nafka minna in the background of this gzeira, which is going to come in, and be able to. He's going to be able. Klal Yisrael is going to be able to make a tikkun in the for this chet. So that's why it's in Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. We're talking about a gzeira which was 70 years before, came out 70 years before. We're putting in b'mei Achashverosh. But Achashverosh was Lausos Kirtzon Ish V'Ish, but it was a big son in Israel. Who Achashverosh HaMoylech? So first of all, Chazal tells us that he stopped the binyan of the Beis HaMikdosh, which Koresh had allowed them to do. So he was Be'etzim a son in Israel. But Al Kolponim, who Achashverosh HaMoylech Mehoidu Be'at Kush? Chazal say HaMoylech, should say HaMelech. HaMoylech, who was Moylech Me'atzmoy, the Hainu, this is where we know that he gave Maman Yisera to become the king. Now, he became the king Mehoidu Vad Kush. So there's two shittas, Mehoidu Vad Kush, Hoidu Be'etzim, Hoidu and Kush are next to each other. So is the pshat that he was Moylech everywhere, like he was Moylech from Hoidu to Kush, or the other way around? He was Moylech on the whole world. Mehoidu Vad Kush, total control of the whole world. Sheva ve'esim u'meh medina, and he was all 127 medinas, which he had taken over and was moilich on them. They had underling kings, these medinas, but he was the be'etzim, like the emperor, and they all respected him. And in those 127 medinas that were kol klal Yisrael were living in galus, spread amongst all these medinas, but all of klal Yisrael are under his shlita now. Bayomim hohen kesheves hamelech Achashverosh al kisei malchusei asher b'shushan habiro. It's a very strange pasuk. He sat on the Kisei Malchus in his Kisei Malchus, the Kisei of his Malchus, in Shushan Abira. Why was it in Shushan Abira? So Chazal tell us, and the Gaon's Marbe to explain what's going on over here. Chazal tell us that he was, since he wasn't royal, he had an inferiority complex. So he wanted to behave like the most, in the most royal way you could possibly be. The most impressive throne that ever was in the world was the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Chazal and Barabit to tell us all the protim, pirte protim of the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. The Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech had seven steps and lions on each step. They were lions of gold, but with Sheamus, the Shlomo HaMelech had put into those things that only a Melech Yisrael could be only on those steps to sit on that Kisei. Once, Pharaoh from Mitzrayim tried it, and he got smashed by one of the lions. He was called Pharaoh Neche, became lame. So nobody tried it again. But that was the most impressive kisei. So Achashverosh wanted to make a kisei like Shlomo HaMelech's kisei. Now, I'll tell you an interesting maysa that happened to us. A few years ago, I was in the Tower of London, which took my mishpacha to see the Tower of London. Now, there's a room there in the Tower of London. Tower of London, for just so Americans realize that history didn't start 200 years ago. Tower of London was built originally, the middle tower, I think, was built in 11 something or other. It's still there. And they have a whole throne room there from Edward II, which was 1220, 1230, and it's all set up like his throne room, and they have these fellows dressed up like the people used to think there to ask and answer questions or whatever, make sure you don't walk off with any of the artifacts. And they actually have his kisei. Now, his kisei doesn't look very comfortable. I'm telling you, it certainly is not like the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. It looks like a very uncomfortable wooden chair, but it could be that there was upholstery or they don't have that. Al Kolponim, this fellow saw me looking, there was a chandelier actually. There was a very interesting chandelier. So this, I was looking at it, and this fellow comes up to me, and he says, "I see you're admiring the chandelier, sir." He says, "Excuse me, could I ask you, are you by any chance Jewish?" So I wondered, I wonder what gave you the idea. Anyway, so I said, "Yes." So he said, "Well, let me tell you, this chandelier represents Jerusalem of above." And it was talking, what was it? It's all round, and the things you realize, it's sharim. Each thing which holds a candle is like another shahr of Yerushalayim. They all look the same, but it's the idea of Yerushalayim Shalmala. So then, once he was talking to me, I asked him, "So tell me, on the kisei, what are the words which are engraved into on the throne?" So he told me those are verses from the Bible in Latin, which I'd forgotten my Latin, so that's true. So he said there are verses from the Bible about Solomon, King Solomon. I said, "King Solomon? Oh, yes, sir. King Solomon is the prototype king, and all the kings always saw themselves as following in King Solomon's steps." So then I thought, the Chazal that Achashverosh wanted to build the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, so the Gaon explains, nobody could make the Kisei. There was nowhere that nobody was, there were no artisans who were able to make that Kisei except in Shushan. This little shtetl called Shushan had some company which were capable of making the dmus of the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech, and they made it. It took them 3 years to make, and then they had a problem. They couldn't move it. They couldn't transport it. They should have brought it to Bavel. Bavel was the capital of the world, but you couldn't move it that far. So then Achashverosh decided, okay, so we'll move the whole capital to Shushan. And he didn't care. He wants the kisei. So either they found a palace to put the kisei in, or they built a palace around the kisei, whatever it was. But this was his ikar thing. He should sit on this kisei. Kisei malchusoi. It was his private malchus type of thing, his kisei. Asher b'shushan abira. Now, what's this whole business for? So the God that in capital base, we say, it's one of the psukim we say when we lay in the Megillah, Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira Shmo Mordechai Ben Yoav Ben Shivi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. Hoya means Hoya Kvar. In Lashon HaKodesh, we normally have, when you tell a story with a continuation, you always have the Vav HaHipuch. It should have said, Vayihi Ish Yehudi B'Shushan HaBiru, Shmoy Mordechai. What's it? Mordechai, Ish Yehudi Hoya. So Rashi says in Bereishis, Adam Yoda Eschava Ishtoi, Yoda Kvar. That goes back to before the Girush from Gan Eden. Hoya Kvar. Mordechai was in Shushan before this whole Perik Aleph took place. So the Gon, Mordechai is going to be one of the Iker Goyalim. We'll see him Yitz Hashem Hemshech. There's two Goyalim which we need for this parasha. One is Mordechai, who's going to be Metake in the Chet of Yishtachu L'Tzelem. And one is Esther, whose Tafkid is to be Metake in the Nen in Misudosoi. So this whole parasha has to happen in Shushan. Well, it doesn't have to happen in Shushan. It has to happen near Mordechai. It has to happen near Mordechai. So they're gone. So what should we do? Move Mordechai to Bavel, or the capital of the world, with everybody, all the goyim that this means, you're going to have to move to Shushan, to Mordechai. Which one do you do? So who do you move? Who's more important to move? You move the Gadol Hador. I'm going to move the Gadol Hador. But this Gadol Hador, it says, Asher Hoglam Yerushalayim Magoyle, Asher Hoglasoim Yechonio Melech Yehuda, Asher Heglon Vuchanetza, Golos, 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 he was Goyle, Vechoyze, 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 Vechoyze. Mordechai is a frequent traveler, like most, Rosh Hashivas and things. brought into Golos, he went back to Eretz Yisrael, brought into Golos, that's his private things. Abelagabe, moving him to Bavel. Why couldn't his plane have ended up in Bavel, or his Golos ended up in Bavel? No, Cheshbon is min Hashemayim, he's in Shushan. Moshe Lamad Obedoyme, Pipshutoy, that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants some Maisa to happen with the President of the United States. And the Godel that is going to need to be involved in this Maisa lives in Lakewood, New Jersey. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mesabev, crazy Sibuvim, that the President of the United States decides that we're going to move the whole capital from Washington, D.C. to Lakewood, New Jersey. And that means all the offices of the government and everybody and all the press and thousands of people are going to have to move to Lakewood, New Jersey. Why? Because the Eibishter wants the president to be next to some godel who's sitting learning in Lakewood. That's what happened over here. So how did he get him to move to Shushan? Because he gave him this Mishagas to sit on to have this Kisei. The only place you can make the Kisei is Shushan. So you're going to move everybody to Shushan. Now, he doesn't like to do things Stamazay. He likes to do Kirtzon Ish Ve'ish. It was not a very popular move. Everybody moving to this little shtetl called Shushan. So what did he do? Shitas Achashverosh. Keep everybody happy. Bishnas Sholesh Lemolchai Oso Mishtele called Sora Vavodo, Chael Porasum Modai, Apartumim, Besoria Medinas Lefono. These 127 Medinas had Sorim who were kings and now are Sorim are in charge of these Medinas. They're all next to with Achashverosh. They have to move. Everybody has to move now to Shushan. They're all upset. So he made a Mesiba, made a Mishteh for them. A Mishteh, which he has Hasogas in a Mishteh, this man. So what did he do? He didn't just bring all these people to Shushan. Baharoises Oyshe Kvoid Malchusa Vesikoti Feres Gudulosa Yomim Rabim Shmoinim Umas Yoim. He showed them, Chazal tell us, these six Lashonas, Oyshe, Kvoit, Malchusa, Yukar, Tiferes, Kudulosa, they represent, he had 1,080 oitzras of the artifacts of the world, jewelry, no human, it all ended up in his Rishus. How? Because Nebuchadnezzar stole everything from the whole world and brought it all to Bavel, and then he was Yorish, that whole Malchus, so he was Yorish, all these, all the, all the, the beautiful things from the whole world, all the valuable things from the whole world. He made them into 1,080 oisras. He decided to make it, to keep everybody on their good side. He showed them every day 6 oisras. 6 oisras takes 180 days to see 1,080 oisras. It was mamish. This is Mishagas Daraisa. But this is for 6 months. He's got the whole government busy drinking and having a mishteh and seeing all these crazy, crazy ashiras like muflaga, so that everybody should be happy and they should all like him. That was his whole kavana. Now there's another group of people who are furious, and that was the people who lived in Shushan. They lived in a little shtetl, and all of a sudden it's become the capital of the world with all these people living there. You know, it's like over here in Sanhedrin Muchevit, they don't want them to build the road into Sanhedrin Muchevit because it's a quiet neighborhood. And if you bring the across from the valley to half a minute to build the road to join the main road across here to go up to the thing, the place will become busy like anything. So they're not allowing it. It's not going. It's going, if they eventually build the road, going past Sanhedrin Muchevit. But that's the people in Shushan Habira were very upset. So what do? Lasos kirtzon ish ve'ish. Make a mishteh for them. Now everybody wants to go to the palace. maybe I don't know if Americans would like to go and see Buckingham Palace, but every British guy wants to go to see the palace, what's inside the palace and how they live. And v'chula say he made everybody, invited everybody from Shushan, the Migodl Bad Cotton, a mishteh of 7 days in the chotzer of the garden of the Bisan HaMelech. And this was everybody in Shushan, including the Yidden. So the Mordechai said, this is Sakona Ruchnis, don't go. They tied it, we have to go, the Begir in the Malchus. And Mordechai said, if you keep Torah, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will protect us. If you go, you're going to do averas, and etzim the fact of being nene from a rosha is an avera. Chazal say, toivoson shel rishoim rahi etzel tzadikim. Tzadikim don't want to be nene from any toiv of rishoim. Here is extreme toivas rishoim. V'chule, so they went. How much was this? But this mishteh, it was mamish craziness. Chur karpas uscheles ochus bechavli butz vargomon al glile kesef amude sheish. He spread these most rare colored materials all over the garden on pillars of marble, which had capitals. You know, the top of the pillars were silver, and they were holding up this tent made of chur, karpas, scheles, and scheles, these rare things. Scheles is not a poshta color. Costs a fortune, scheles. Stam to make tzitzis from scheles costs a lot of money. To make a whole coverings of a roof. He was a hafroza gedoyla ma'oid in Gashmias. And then he put mitois zav or kesef. He made couches. There were mitos, but not beds to sleep on. Couches to do heseba of gold and silver. To al ritzafas bahat voshesh v'davach v'sochores. And the floor was made a mosaic of rare stones. So in other words, you came into a matzav. Wherever you looked, and you're talking about common people, not things, malchustic people. Wherever you looked, you saw a complete hafroz. You looked up, you saw this canopy. You looked, what are you sitting on? Gold and silver. You're sitting on gold and silver. And you look on the floor, it's almost the most choshev floor. It's a crazy matzav of Gashmias. V'hashko is bichlei zohov. V'cheinim mikeinim shoinim. And he gave them to drink in golden goblets, And each time they gave different kelim, tahainu, each time they finished their lechaim, there came a waiter and took it away and replaced it. So, you know, I was given dugma like on the plane when they give you these little plastic cups and then they take them away and they put them in the bag and then they give you another one if you want another drink. And if you want another one, and you ask another drink, you get another cup. Here, that's what they went round, you know, taking the goblets, golden goblets, throw them with some of the things and put your new goblet. Crazy, crazy sachen. Kamuban Chazal Zong, that was also the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash, that was also part of the problem. V'yein Malchus Rav Kiyad HaMelech. Well, let's go with Pshuto here. V'yein Malchus Rav Kiyad HaMelech. And the wine was pouring, was more than so Chazal say that each person, they came to each person, they asked him how old he was, and they brought him wine which was older than each person. So, Mamish, can you imagine? A person said he's 75, and they brought him wine which was 76 years old. They had everything, had an unbelievable amount of stuff. Kiyad HaMelech. Vashasiyo kados ein oynes. And nobody was forced to drink. Kichein yisad HaMelech al kol rav, beisil asus kirtzen ish vo ish. Shitas achashveish. You don't force anybody, keep everybody happy. Now, there's a problem. Because if it was Lazarus Kirtan Ish for Ish, Vashtir Kados, Chazal Kadas HaTorah, Kadas HaTorah, that actually Chazal say that an Achila is more than Shtir, so the food was unbelievable, but it was also whatever Heksha you wanted. It was Lazarus Kirtan Ish for Ish. If you came and said you wanted badatz with a special briska mashgiach who maisa iba everything six times before I get it, then you could have that too, whatever you wanted. And you didn't like the badatz, you're only a Reuben mensch, so they go, well, I'll have Reuben, but I want that mashgiach. Okay, that mashgiach will be in the Reuben. Kados, glasses kids on ishvish. Now, why is this so important, this narishkan? Because he went into 187 days of shikaring, of craziness. He's going to do the most crazy thing. All this is a background for two things that are going to go on here. His queen, who he married in order to get royalty, was Vashti, the granddaughter of the Nebuchadnezzar. She's royal, deraisa, right? So she was furious about this, and we'll see what she did. She's a big mirshas. So we have a mina shabayim. There's a din on her bifrat, and she's going to get an oynish through this whole maaser. She's going to get a big oynish. Everybody knows the oynish, right? But there's a more important thing. This is all paving the way for Esther to become the queen, which is crazy. If there's one person who can't become queen, it's Esther. She's not royal, as far as anyone. She is royal, but she's descended from Shaul. But she's not telling anybody, and nobody knows that she's descended from royalty. She's the chayra, a kid who was found in the street or wherever he found her, on a train station, a baby, and he adopted her. And so she's not going to become the queen. And we'll see. Let the Rebbeinu Shem run the world. The Eibishter will be Mesabev, Sibuvim, Sibuvim. Esther has to become the queen. For lots of reasons. One of the reasons is her becoming the queen is how she's going to be metakin the chet of Nenemi Sudos of Shalach HaShverish. Hey, you're thinking probably that we need Esther to be the queen because she's going to bring the whole Hatzolah of the Klal Yisrael. She's not going to bring the Hatzolah, Rabbi Yisai. She's going to mess up the Hatzolah. Hatzolah is going to come only through Yad Hashem. Anything that she does is going to be'etzem, we'll see. She's going to messed up the whole plan of Hatzolah. There's no ishtadlus over here. Even though lechora there's ishtadlus. It's not ishtadlus. Not like you understand ishtadlus. It's ishtadlus to be metakin the chet. If we're metakin the chet, then we'll have the Hatzolah. If we're not metakin the chet, you can try whatever you like. Nothing's going to work. But we're going to see all that. This is the background that we have to have Achashverosh, this Kausos Kirtan Ish Ve'ish, this nutty fellow. He's not so nutty. He's very, very clever. was a machlokes, whether he was a head and a shoite or very clever. Lamaise is both in the tale of Elu. There's aspects of it which are shnus, but there's also actually a very clever man, politically very wise and very clever. We need him in order to get Esther to become the queen, and in order that there should be a tikkun for the immediate Nenu, and we have to have Mordechai involved over here, so it would be a tikkun for the Ishtachul Atzelem, and all that is coming by Hemshech, Mirtz Hashem, next week.